Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brainstem, at least briefly.
Death Wizard smashing baby.
The cyborg, idiot.
Warning. Condition critical.
Requesting permission for transmission.
This is Matrix Control. Permission for transmission granted.
Thank you, Matrix Control. Transmission imminent.
You've tuned in to MentalEscher.net, broadcasting
deep from within the hills above Silicon Valley.
MentalEscher.net and the Mental Escher Pluramedia Group presents.
Mental Escher and Cyberpunk Radio are jointly unique in podcasting, and as such, they have to be recommended. You never know what you're going to get. So subscribe to the feed, or at least visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time.
I said, no, you know why? Because it's just my United States of whatever. Yeah, yeah. And this is my United States of whatever.
President Bush?
Hush up, don't talk to me now. And this is my United States of whatever. Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever.
Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes.
Oh, ding dong dong, ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not caught me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Cause this is my United States of whatever.
This is ding ding dong, ding 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 dong dong.
Whatever.
I hope you got the message.
Hey Mo, how about a beer?
Excuse me, sir. Are you really going to drink that regular, ordinary brand name beer?
Well, sure. I mean, why not?
Hope you're thirsty.
Huh?
You'd have to drink 120 of those beers to get the buzz from just one can of Totaled beer. Totaled supplies 100% of the recommended blood alcohol level for you to be declared legally horse-faced. And that's not all. Totaled supplies you with your daily allowances of vitamin C, D, R, and W. And minerals, too, like zinc, lead, mercury, and bauxite. And the taste?
Tastes like filthy carpet.
That is filthy carpet. You're already on the floor, pal. Yes, 120 regular beers or just one Totaled. So what'll it be?
www.mental-escher.net.
Here's Taco Man with an Ebola World News Flash.
Welcome to the news. Hurricane Katrina pounded New Orleans last week, officially wiping it off the map. President Bush responded, eventually.
Today, I'm declaring a war on weather. We've begun major operations in the Gulf, dropping bombs on the ocean. We're also seeking out those who support weather of mass destruction and harbor terrorist weather sails. So we've invaded Venezuela and removed President Chavez and his oil.
Taking time from his hectic golf schedule, President Bush made plans to visit the destruction and was quoted as saying, I am not looking forward to this trip. It's as if the entire Gulf Coast were obliterated by the worst kind of weapon you can imagine. The worst weapon I could imagine. Probably would be something like... I don't know. A freaking Category 4 hurricane? Conservative mouthpiece Bill Popper and Rush Limbaugh had this to say.
Blah, 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 blah. This rogue activist hurricane hates America and is simply trying to embarrass President Bush. Folks, there's nothing real about it, including the left-wing biased media's glomming onto it. It's not real.
Here with me today is a hurricane expert who in 1985 successfully used prayer to stir Hurricane Gloria away from his CBN headquarters in Virginia Beach. Unfortunately, Gloria went on to hit Long Island and Boston, causing $320 million in damage. Here's Pat Robertson.
Thanks for having me on your immoral program, mostly watched by devil worshippers.
Pat, it's been reported that FEMA warned the Bush administration back in 2001 that a hurricane of this magnitude could hit New Orleans and cause catastrophic damage. However, the Bush people instructed him to stop research and even cut their funding in order to pay for the Iraq war. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't think we should be pointing fingers and blaming government officials. Because, Obviously, the homosexual feminist and abortionist are responsible for this disaster.
Okay. But don't we deserve a full investigation into what happened? I mean, if Homeland Security is going to act this slowly during a predicted disaster, how would they respond when we have another terrorist attack?
I don't think that's going to happen since we took the war to them in Iraq.
You know, I just got an idea. Why don't we give you a permanent spot along the side of the ocean? This way you could steer all the hurricanes away with your magical eye-squinting powers.
Well, I don't know. I have a show and...
What? You wouldn't want to let thousands more people die, would you?
I guess not.
Then it's settled. Off you go to protect America from hurricanes.
Lord, praise Jesus.
Send me your money! Well, that's it for this week. I'm Taco Man, and good night.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Hello, I'm Al Gore, and I'd like to say a few words about the Bush administration's policy on Homeland Security. Man, look at all these people paying attention to me. I can't believe it. Some of them are actually taking notes. This is what it must be like to be president. Every day, people hanging on your every word. What could have been? Ladies and gentlemen, President Al Gore. I like the way that sounds. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Al Gore. I love this echo inside my head. Hello. Echo. John Ashcroft is a power crazy right wing nut. George Bush, eat my shorts. Uh-oh. I've lost concentration on my speech. I can hear myself talking, but I'm not sure what I'm saying. Get it together, Al. Just clear your throat and finish up.
Elsewhere in the world.
Here goes. Thank you for your attention. Man, that was close. Dick Cheney sucks. I love that echo.
You're listening to Cyberpunk Radio, a submask of the Greater Mental Escher Plural Media Group. Cyberpunk Radio operates deep within the Mental Escher Matrix. Transmitting from unknown locations, another border radio station. Please recognize our air and portal at mentalescher.net, the plural media group.
Illusions will decompress your dome. You are in my clutches.
battle my cosmic clone. Let all the cosmos see reality, illusions with decompression dome. My foes have actually underestimated my might on the mic, and their adventure cost them dearly. I'm out 250,000 yearly. The whole 6 week ride click fits me.
Why is that?
Because of my existing vocal surges, flurges, way beyond local harmonic structures, causing crude foundation to rupture. Then teleport back to fatty dimension with intentions to enlist insanity, reversing life cycles and challenging profanity. Isn't this a very weird world of major schemes and plots? I looted a barrage of mean cops, my first transforming into a rock. I immediately rise to recognize that the sky's falling, that the sky's falling. So I immediately started hauling ass to my portal. I crossed the crossroads while I was moaning out, Joe. You are in my clutches, battle my cosmic clones. Let all the cosmos see reality, illusions with decompression dome. You are in my clutches, battle my cosmic clone. Let all the cosmos see reality, illusions with decompression dome.
You are in my clutches.
To my cosmic clones, let all my cosmos see reality. Battle my cosmic clones, let all the cosmos see reality. Battle my cosmic clones,
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Wizard Productions. Visit us on the net, baby. www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Requesting permission to terminate transmission.
This is Matrix Control. Permission granted for termination of transmission.
Thank you, Matrix Control. Transmission terminating.
I must go now. I must go now.
But I got to stay and pay, please. Let me play with the knobs some more.